The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school football on your local sports authority. Care Radio 93.7 FM, online at msesports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Stay tuned. Coverage of your high school football game of the week will begin right after these messages from our Care Radio sports boosters.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton, Atchison.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Welcome to Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas, where it is Class 4A high school football playoff action this evening here on Care Radio as the Atchison Phoenix play host to the Cardinals out of Eudora. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's our producer, engineer. He's in the Care Sports Studio. Gus Counts to my left. Tom Counts with you. And Gus, you gotta love this time of the year. We are full-fledged into the postseason. You got a couple of teams here that don't get to play one another very often, only in the postseason. New opponents, great crowd. It feels like real playoff football.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as the weather kind of turns like this, the sun is going down before kickoff. Yeah, it's just an exciting time to be out there for both of these teams. You talk about Atchison coming into today's game. They are the number three team in the east side of divisional play. Atchison, the Phoenix, are 8-1 overall. They were 7-1 in district play because their one game that they lost was out of the division. Talk about Eudora. They come into this ballgame 5-4 overall, 4-4 in their district, coming out of the Frontier League in a big win last week over Ottawa, winning that game 48-12. They are on a two-game winning streak coming into this game here tonight.
If you come to Amelia Earhart Stadium tonight, I'm telling you, wear red, because there is red on both sides. And the official is out of the field. They reenact the flip of the coin. It has been won by Eudora. They have elected to receive the football. Atchison is going to be going from left to right across your dial here in the opening quarter. Great to have you along with us. A big football weekend here on Care Radio. Tomorrow afternoon we'll have Benedictine College football. Ravens will be hosted by Evangel in Nixon, Missouri. 12:30 for the pregame. A 1 o'clock kickoff for Benedictine. Halftime guest, Gus, the dean of the coaching staff, the athletic director. We got Charlie Gargmeier going to join us at halftime tomorrow. So we're looking forward to sharing that conversation with you here on Care. A lot of games going on around the area, and we'll be trying our very best to keep you apprised of the scores going on in as many of those as we are able to, because you don't want to put the cart before the horse. However, you can't help. You just can't help yourself. You got to look and see the winner of this game and who they're going to be playing. Well, they're going to be playing the game, the winner of the game between Chanute and Bishop Miege.
Yeah, well, the Blue Commons versus the Stags tonight should be a great game, and yeah, you can't look too far forward, but we always can, right?
Yeah,
because it doesn't matter.
It's easy for us. For Atchison, it is going to be Aiden Battle getting the ball on the tee. And we're about ready to get underway with this one here this evening. Going back deep for Eudora is going to be Adrian Seals. He is a sophomore. He's going to go back to, just inside the 10-yard line. Seals, matter of fact, he's going to go all the way back to the 5, 2 up into the 20. The advance on the ball by Battle, and we are underway. Here's the kick. It is short. Line drive. Skips to the 15. Bounces to the 5. It'll be picked up at the 1-yard line. Here comes Seals. Up the right side, up the numbers. Crosses the 20 and is down to the 25-yard line. That is where Eudora will begin its initial possession of the game.
For Atchison getting down there on kick coverage, you're going to see Molt. Molt is going to line up as a cornerback tonight for this Atchison defense. And for Eudora, their first chance at the football, and they're going to have a pretty good field position out to the 25.
Eudora in the white jerseys with, I would call them, very dark red helmets, pants, lettering, and trim. I'm trying to decide, who's that Harkin? Anybody for you right off the top?
There's one team that just comes to mind. Not a lot of people are going to know it. This just feels like the national championship game in 18.
There you go.
Very morning
side. Very morning side. First and 10 from the 25-yard line. Quarterback is going to slide down, handoff, running back, bounces off the right side between the guard and the tackle and roars up for 5 yards, right up the hash marks, straight ahead running at the football, second down, 5, Eudora.
You know, maybe like Southern Illinois, right? They kind of go with that maroon and white look. Very striking uniform out there in Atchison in their home red uniforms with white helmets, white pants, gold and white trim.
Receiver to the left side. You're going to see basically a double wing offense. One running back, two wing backs. Quarterback will keep it himself this time. Duck into the line, breaks across the 35-yard line, picking up a first down up to the 36. And for Eudora, this is what you're going to see. You're not going to see a lot of passing, and what passing you do see is going to be short. There's no nines here tonight. You are going to see little curl ins. You know, trying to drive the defensive back off and a comeback. You're going to see maybe a little slant or two, maybe an ISO pass. If you see anything over 7 yards, it's going to be an oddity here tonight for Eudora. They like to grind it out, and they have to begin this game picking up a first down. QB will hand off to the fullback. He'll bust up across the 40, and he'll pick up again about 5 yards on first down. And if Eudora can pick up 5 yards, running straight up the middle, you're going to see them do it all night. That was Brendan Martin for Atchison with the stop.
So you talk about this style of offense that we're going to see out of Eudora tonight, that double wing kind of running downhill. But the thing is, if you're a cornerback or a safety tonight, you cannot get lulled to sleep by this offense, right? The second you try to cheat down in the box, or the second that you think this guy's not really going to do anything, is the time that receiver runs by you.
Second down, 5. Again, the handoff is going to go to the fullback, and it's the same series, and now he's going to break the 45, the 50, gets into Atchison territory, now inside the 45-yard line, dragging defenders all the way down to the Atchison 42. That was Braden Bierbauer. That was a great run. Jake Rebant makes the stop on the play. He'll pick up about 13 on the carry. And moving the chains once again, Eudora, it's second first down.
And right now, Eudora is running A gap, B gap, right? I mean, they have not tried to go outside the tackle box, really gotten cute at all. Right now it's just right at the Atchison defense.
They'll go motion to the right side. The back is going to take the ball, hits off the edge, and we'll get them out to the 40-yard line. That is the shortest gain of the day, and good pursuit by Atchison. Again, it was Braden Bierbauer with the carry, and Brennan Martin with the Atchison stop this time. A gain of only 2. They're at the Phoenix 40-yard line.
This offensive line for Eudora, big. Right? I mean, they're big. They just block straight downhill. I mean, take a look at their center out there. He's probably one of the smaller guys. I would put him at 5'10", a buck 80. But your right guard going 6'3", 250.
Yes. Here's a handoff, and again, a straight-ahead run this time off left guard, and it's going to be good for about 3 or 4 more. Landon Bell, the defensive end for Atchison with the defensive play. It's the first third down for Eudora today.
Yeah, but for Eudora right now, they're looking at, we talk about it, that third and manageable, right? They didn't throw at all in this possession, so they're really not that far behind the sticks. You figure at 3 yards a pop, so you're maybe a touch behind, but you're looking at third and 4, and again, don't expect probably anything cute right here. I would expect him to keep it right in the hands of that big fullback and Braden Bierbaum.
Quarterback Cage Hayden up under center again with a double wing. Again, the handoff to the big fullback and straight ahead running 35, 30, 25 down to the 24-yard line. Nothing fancy. He just puts his head down and forges forward. It's another first and 10 for the Cardinals.
Making the stop on the play right there, the senior linebacker, Jake Rebant.
Okay, if you're Atchison, guys, you got this double wing. They're running right at you. You said you can't cheat up because you'll get in trouble. How do you stop this offense?
Okay, so you can cheat up from the safety position, right? You can bring the safeties down in the box. But if you do that, you're telling your cornerbacks, it's you. You've got no help over the top. You can't get beat. So right now, I think that's probably your best answer is get them a little closer to the box. They're 12 off right now.
From the 24-yard line, here's a bounce to the outside of the 20, down to the 15, inside the 10-yard line. It's going to be first and goal, Yadora. That time it was a keeper by the quarterback, Hayden, as he faked the handoff, pulled it back, bounced outside, and turned it upfield, showing really nice speed. Gage Hayden is not a big guy, but he showed us good feet in his first and goal at the Atchison 5.
You know, one of the things that we're not seeing from Eudora and something that we see typically from a double-wing offense is a lot of pulling guards, right? And that's not at all what we're seeing from Eudora. They're just firing off the ball and going straight downhill, right? It's that first offense you learn as a little kid, right? Just block the person in front of you and just try to push him out the other end zone.
So if there's somebody in another colored uniform, block him.
Yep.
It's first and goal at the 5. Handoff, fullback gets 2 down to the 3-yard line. That was a good bit of defense by Atchison. And right now, Atchison has a pretty good idea of what's coming at him. And they know what they're going to have to do to make those stops. That was Landon Bell, one of the freshmen in that front line for Atchison with the tackle. It is a second and goal, 3 yards away for Eudora. They send a receiver wide each time, but he's been totally a decoy. He'll go to the left side this time. Single back in the backfield. QB will turn, hand off to the big man. He'll lean and stretch and go into the end zone. Touchdown, Eudora. Braden Bierbauer from 3 yards out. And it's 6:58 to go in the opening quarter. And on the initial possession of the game, Eudora has broken out on top, 6-0.
So Eudora with a 75-yard drive right there and never got too cute with it, right? Just a lot of downhill football and a lot of understanding who they are as a team.
And one third down on the entire drive. Here comes the Eudora kicker in for the PAT. It is down and up, and did he get it? He did. It got through. That is Gage Baumgartner with the kick, the junior, and we got a timeout on the field. We're at 6:58 to go in the opening quarter. Eudora has broken out on top of Atchison.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
As the kick is away by Eudora, the ball is taken by a short man. It's Adam Molt. You hear the cheers of the crowd as he breaks to the left side, gets to the edge, goes upfield in front of the Cardinal sideline, and he takes that across the 50-yard line all the way to the Eudora 48. What a great return, guys, by Adam Molt. And again, he was not the deep man. The kick's high, but not very deep, and he did a great job with that return.
Yeah, he did a fantastic job right there. He was on the right side, understood that it was returned left. Got all the way over to the left hash, turned it up the sideline, picked up great yardage across midfield down into Eudora territory. Excellent return right there by the senior, Adam Holt.
Here comes for the first time today the Phoenix offense, and Atchison got a number of new numbers out there on the field. Jeter Purdy's going to go wide to the left side. He's sporting number 2. Here's a quarterback keeping himself, and Trey will go to the left side, gets down to the 45-yard line. Trey Carter with the carry left, and he will pick up 3. It is a second down 7 for the Phoenix.
Shouldn't a Jeter wear number 2?
Yes! I think that when they handed him out, he was like saying, Coach, if you don't have a 2, get me one. 6 minutes, 20 seconds ago in the opening quarter. Atchison with its first possession of the game. They're across midfield and in Eudora territory at the 45-yard line, second down, 7. Receivers, 2 to the left and 1 to the wide side. We got a lot of movement and a penalty, and Atchison, I suspect, will cost themselves 5.
Yeah, it looked like Atchison a little downhill quickly. You take a look at this Eudora defense. They're going to come out and really just run a straight-up base 43 defense.
And there's the false start. Atchison stopping the clock. 6:09 to go. We're midpoint of the opening quarter because Atchison has had one snap of the football. That is what? That double wing offense, ball control, ground-oriented offense. And we've been talking about it so much in almost every game this year, how that offense limits possessions for your opponent.
Yep. So we'll keep track of those possessions here tonight. But for Atchison, it's going to be tough.
Here's a power run by Jesse Greenlee. He loads a couple of defenders on his back, carries him downfield, crosses the original line of scrimmage, goes inside the 45-yard line all the way down to the 41, an outstanding run by Greenlee. Atchison now 3rd and 3.
I love watching Jesse Greenlee run the football, right? He is what you would call an aggressive runner. He's going to get downhill, and he's not scared to lower those shoulder pads and run over somebody on his way to a big gain. It's going to bring up 3rd and 3 now for the Atchison offense.
He's a fullback's kind of tailback.
Yep.
3rd down, and a handoff Greenlee. He's going to be hit by 4 defenders at the line of scrimmage, and then toppled. They claim the ball is popped. I've not seen a call from the officials yet, and they say, I believe they say it's 4th down.
Yeah, they're saying that the ball was down, or Jesse was down, before that ball popped out. So for Atchison, tough decision right here. You're at 4th and 3. You're right at, what, the Eudora 41 is where they're going to mark this down at. And so you've got a decision to make, but I think you're going to leave your offense out on the field. It's early in the game. I wouldn't be that opposed to punting this thing away.
It is postseason football. Maybe you run roll the dice just a little bit more.
If you've got a hard count, this is the time to get it, right? Try to draw them off sides first.
3 in the pattern. Quarterback Trey Carter on his 4th and 3 call. Here comes the Atchison offense. Carter rolling right, looks, ducks up the middle. He's going to be stopped short, hit and dropped at the line of scrimmage. A great tackle by Matthew Maggette.
Yeah, that time Matthew, the outside linebacker, didn't bite on the pump fake. Carter got outside the pocket, gave a pump fake, trying to pause those backers for a second. And Matthew said, I got a lot of help over the back. I'm just going to bite on the fake and come up. And he did just that and was able to stop Trey for no gain. It'll be a turnover on downs for Atchison on their first possession.
Again, if you are coaching young players and you want to show them how to tackle, that was a absolutely textbook, wrap them up, squared up, drive him back kind of a tackle, allowing no further advance of the ball after initial contact.
Here's the bigger question. Does Atchison touch the ball one more time here in the first quarter?
Very likely not. Here's a handoff into the right side of the line on this 1st and 10 at their own 40-yard line, picking up 5 yards. That is the Eudora scheme. That is the recipe for Eudora. Hand it off into the middle, pick up 5. That's what we've seen all night. That's Ben Ensbrenner for the Phoenix tackling.
You know, right now for the Phoenix, you're kind of in between right now. You're not really sure what to do. You walk your backers up, then you have no over-the-top help. You play a safety up, you're not helping your cornerbacks out. Right now, they're just kind of caught as to what to do, and they got to get a little more out of that front line.
Atchison with 8 in the box, and a quarterback is going to throw. He's throwing deep. He's got a man, and he is going to make a tremendous catch at the Atchison 30-yard line. And as you called it, when Atchison had gone to a single safety, giving it no over the top help, Adrian Seals opens up down the right side, makes the catch. They're going to spot him down at the 27-yard line in Atchison territory. Another Eudora first down.
Well, that time, Adrian Seals did a great job of being able to come back to the football and make the catch over the cornerback on that far sideline. And now, we're at the 3:20 mark here of the first quarter, and Eudora moving the ball down into Atchison territory at the 27-yard line.
Eudora is very classic in that they are big on the front line. They are relatively small at the running back spot. Here's a first down call, handoff, fullback pushes into the middle and gets only 2. We go inside 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Eudora with the football, they lead 7-0 here at Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas. And again, the defensive end, Landon Bell. Boy, that freshman's getting some great playing time in here for this team tonight.
You know, Landon Bell's doing a really good job on that outside. He's playing defensive line. They've kind of got him out as the defensive end, kind of shrugging him down sometimes over the tackle. But what he's doing a great job of is just beating his man off the football, right? He's able to push that tackle and that guard back a little bit, find the ball, and make the tackle.
Motion left. Handoff is going to go to Bierbauer. He'll drive it to the left side. Going to be hit. And then, after he is hit, he regains his balance and is able to fall forward. Brendan Martin and Jake Revamp, the duo on the tackle for Atchison. That was a nice run. He was hit after a minimal gain, but was able to compose himself, know which way he was going, and fall forward. And, again, picked up merely a couple of extra yards.
How many times do we talk about it? The big deal is you've got to fall forward. And now it's going to bring up a 3rd and 5 for Eudora. And no question about this, they're in 4-down territory.
I think that's fair to say with a double-wing offense. And, again, Bierbauer, the only man in the backfield behind quarterback Gage Hayden. And the running back will, quarterback will pull it back, keep it now, make a late pitch on the RPO, get to the outside, and just enough for a first down, short of the 15-yard line. Gage Hayden faked into the middle to his fullback, which is where I suspected it was going to go, pull it back, looked like he was going to option around the outside. The defense did a great job of stealing him off, and then he makes a late pitch to the lead back going around the edge.
Yeah, that time we talked about just a moment ago how well Landon Bell is doing on the outside for Atchison on the line. Well, he's able to push the tackle into the backfield, able to get the linebacker to skirt around and hit the quarterback, and that's what caused that late pitch. But a great job for Eudora right now.
First down, Bierbauer straight ahead. Again, it's a 3-yard carry. And Atchison doing a good job of just plugging up the middle that time. Coming off the bottom of the stack is Jaden Carter.
Yeah, you got Jaden Carter. You also have Todd Daniels out there able to stuff that thing up. And for Atchison, it's a good stop on first down, right? You're going to only give up about 2 yards. It'll bring up a 2nd and 8 for Eudora. And here we are, under a minute to play in the first quarter.
Game moving along at a rocket pace from the double wing. A 2nd and long. Quarterback will keep it himself. Boots to the right side, turns it in, gets a block. He's close to the goal line, leans in, and is he there? Short, no, he's in. Touchdown, Eudora.
Give it a 13-yard touchdown run right there by Gage Hayden, the quarterback. Able to fight through a couple tacklers at the goal line lean for the pylon. And with that, Eudora has their 2nd touchdown of the quarter.
Just over half a minute to play here in the first. And gosh, your answer is now yes. Atchison will get the ball back in the opening quarter. Kicker, Gage Baumgartner. Just did get that first PAT in. This one is up, and again, flirts with the upright, but gets it through, and we got a timeout. 37 seconds left in the opening quarter at Amelia Earhart Stadium. It's now Eudora 14, Atchison nothing.
Andrew Trumpeter, she proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Another short kick by Eudora this time. Damien Owens is going to go over, pick it up, brings it up to the 25, 35, 40. Still driving. 45-yard line. What a nice return, Gus, by Atchison. And that was good hustle by Damien Owens on the far side over there.
Yeah, Damien Owens, another upback, able to come over and make the return. And for Atchison, right now special teams have been a plus, right? The first return by Adam Molt, he was able to start him off in, you know, Eudora's territory. This thing's going to be out near midfield at the 45-yard line. Coach Smith has got to be happy with how his special teams is playing now. If the defense can maybe catch up a little bit and get some stops.
Atchison going to go to the pistol. Quarterback Trey Carter is going to have his running back, Jesse Greenlee, on his right hand. Snap back. They're going to, quarterback will keep it himself. Hit the backfield. He is swarmed by a trio of defenders. And the first one back there is Braden Hubler.
Yeah. Braden Hubler, along with Micah Barron, were able to get into the backfield, make the hit on the play. And I'm going to say only a loss of one on it. It'll bring up a second and 11. And Coach Smith is ready to let this thing go to the quarter.
And we're going to do it with him. Time out of the field. The first quarter is in the book here in Atchison, Kansas. The score in Class 4A playoff action, Eudora, 14 Atchison, nothing.
It's back to school and also to the seasonal routines filled with school time errands and activities. Hi, this is Dr. Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison and also a part-time college educator. As we get busier, Union State Bank makes keeping up with banking convenient and easy. With mobile banking, you can bank wherever you are, and you can pay bills and make transfers online and much more. With text alerts and our new budget bubbles, you'll stay right on track with Union State Bank, no matter how busy life gets. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Welcome back to Atchison, Kansas, as we get set to go to the second quarter. I'm very pleased to remind you that this game is being brought to you by this station, its advertisers, and the member high schools of the Kansas State High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the express written consent of both K Radio and the KSHSAA. Atchison is going to begin playing the second quarter with a second and 10, maybe even close to a second and 11 of their own 44-yard line. First play of the series, a carry by the quarterback, and now we've got a defender jumped, and then an offensive lineman jumped. Now, because in the old days they would say, well, it's against the offense, but I know that sometimes you can induce that lineman from a defensive side. And the officials are having a powwow, I think, about that. We'll get your call here.
Ball. It's going to be against Atchison. And so now Coach Smith is having some words with the officials. You know what we're starting to see a lot more of, I would say this year than probably ever, and that has been snap infraction against the center, right? Kind of manipulating that football a little bit, and I'm not so sure that wasn't what happened there. That's why the defense came off and then the offense and the whole play fell apart.
You suppose that's a current point of emphasis?
Yeah, probably.
So the penalty of 5, second down 15 for Atchison just inside their own 40-yard line. Here's a handoff into the middle to Greenlee. He'll hit the line of scrimmage. It'll bring up a 3rd and 15. Atchison finding the going very, very tough in the middle, and big D end Owen Wilkes is part of the reason for that.
Yeah, Owen Wilkes did a great job of pinching down on that play, able to get a hold of the foot of Jesse Greenlee. A loss on the play. It'll bring up now 3rd and 15 for Atchison. So they're going to give Jesse back to the line of scrimmage, and for Atchison, they're going to bring the play in from the near sideline using the wide receiver, Jared Parsons.
You look out there at this team for Eudora, and you'll think, man, there's some guys who are good enough to play on Saturdays. You'd be right if you thought that. We'll talk about them after this Atchison third and long call. Quarterback will slide down on the option, hit in the backfield. Now he makes this crazy pitch, rolling around on the ground. Eudora has come up with it. It is going to be Cardinal. Football inside the Atchison 30-yard line. Trey Carter needed to just absorb that ball and take the loss of yardage and let the punting team come in, but he tried to make a pitch back, and it had no hope.
Yeah, that time coming up to recover the fumble, Trenton Long. And you got to understand, as a quarterback, if you're getting spun around, you're not Tommy Frazier, okay? Eat the ball, go down. Instead, he was rolling, like he was getting tackled, tried to pitch the ball at the last second. Jesse Greenlee had no chance for it, and that's a tough break for Atchison Phoenix.
It's 1st and 10. Eudora inside the Atchison 30-yard line. Another handoff to Braden Bierbauer and Gus. For Eudora and head coach Sean Hayden,
the playbook is half a page long. We always kid about, you know, you haven't gotten to the second page or the fourth page of the playbook. They haven't gotten to the bottom of page one yet.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think you've gone to the fourth play in the book.
Yeah.
And now, the official stopping play for a moment, Atchison has a player that's a little slow to get up, and that will give us a chance to kind of look around the state and out on 24. We talked about it on Sportsbook the other night. I think it's going to happen. We'll see. Right now, it is St. Mary's 8, Silver Lake 7. Derby leads Wichita East early on. Lawrence High and Junction City all tied up at 7. Capen leads Mays South. Palin and Piper tied at 7 apiece. Free State and Washburn Rule at 7 apiece. So, a lot of games going on around the state tonight. A lot of close games. And that's kind of what you get, right? As you kind of thin it down to the best teams remaining, you're going to get those games to maybe be a little tighter.
They're taking a look at the Redmond outfit. He seems to be doing okay, I think, just a little bit banged up out there. 10:43 to go, thank you. 14-0, Eudora leads the Phoenix here. Looking at a second down, 8 at the Atchison 25-yard line. QB's going to hand off, second guy, and cutting into the right side. Trent Long this time will carry the ball, and he'll get couple of 3 yards. It is a 3rd and 5. Todd Daniels. Nice job by the big junior for Atchison. Just over 10 minutes ago in the opening half. It is as perfect an evening as you could have possibly choreographed for football here this evening. Upper 50s, crystal clear, pristine skies, absolutely no wind. It is gorgeous outside. And the field here at Amelia Earhart Stadium, it's held up really, really well. It looks good. Here's a handoff into the left side to Bierbauer, and he's going to be stood up, and he's going to be short, and Eudora is going to have a 4th down decision to make, but it probably won't take long.
Yeah, Jaden Carter, the freshman, came up to make the stop on that one. And for Eudora, there's really no decision, right? You're at the 20-yard line. Your extra points do not look great, so you're not going to kick this thing. You're going to leave the offense out on the field, and maybe you go to play number 4 on the sheet, but probably not.
Gage Hayden goes over to the far side, talks to the coach, comes back out of the field, says, I'm going to pick up a 1st down, and you and Mom are going to take me out for supper tonight. He's looking back over to the far sideline, and we're going to get a timeout. Eudora, let's take a break with him. 9:20 to go. We're in the opening half in Atchison. Eudora 14, Phoenix nothing.
A wise investor once said, the stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Here comes the Eudora Cardinals on a 4th down 2-call in Atchison territory. QB keeps it, slide, late pitch at the edge. It's a 1st down. It's a 15, cut to the 10, dragging defenders to the 5, and it's a 1st and goal. Eudora at the 4-yard line.
The phone. There's a penalty marker right as the running back turned the corner, right around the 12-yard line. See it?
I do. Is this the first penalty against Eudora tonight?
Yeah, it might be. Believe we're going to get at the position that it's got to be a hold, right?
Or an illegal block, a block at the back or something, maybe. The pitcher's
or,
having a confab out there.
Worst case scenario for Atchison would be a face mask, right?
Well, here we come. We're going to get the call here. It is
holding Eudora.
There you go. Now, is that a spot foul?
Yes. So it's not going to be the full 10. You're going to back this somewhere up right about, yeah. Yeah, so it's going to end up being about a 5-yard penalty. Which, if you're the Eudora coaching staff, you're saying that's a 5-yard penalty. That hold had nothing to do with the play. So you're talking to your guys about, hey, you got to let it go if the ball is by you and it's first down. Nonetheless, Eudora are going to lead the offense out on the field. It'll be a 4th-and-7, under 9 minutes to play here in the first half.
And this is going to be a little bit taxing, and now going to throw the ball. Adrian Shields went back over, talked to the quarterback a little bit. They had another conference, and now come up over the ball and at the line of scrimmage. Quarterback's back, looks right, throws right, has his man, looking for Seals. At the goal line, a one-handed touchdown. Adrian Shields from Gage Hayden. That was spectacular. Wow.
He had a defender holding on to him, went up with one arm, caught it over the shoulder. That was a Trey Adger-type catch, right? Like, that thing was spectacular. And so on a 4th down, you see Eudora dial it up a little bit in a 20, what are we going to call that, a 26-yard touchdown?
Yeah, I was going to say 7, but yeah. Adrian Shields, you know before that play, he was going to get that ball thrown to him. Because you go back and talk to the quarterback, and I don't know what he said. He said, you lofted it up there, but I'll catch that thing for you. Here's the snap and penalty markers before the play ensues. It's going to be a false start, Eudora. And the Cardinals will back up the kicking crew another 5 yards.
Backing it up 5, don't you think about maybe just going for 2?
Well, you know, the ball is now up at the 8-yard line, and this is going to be a real test of Gage Baumgartner because they've been pretty close on the first couple of PATs. This one is down and up, and that one is not even close. We're going to take a timeout. 8:36 to go. In the opening half in Atchison, Kansas, it's Eudora 20, Atchison nothing.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
After scoring their third touchdown here in this opening half, Eudora's got its kickoff unit out of the field. They lead 20-0 over the Phoenix. Atchison still sends a return man back inside the 10, and this time the kick is going to bounce and kick out of bounds, and we got a marker back. Offsides on the kicking team.
Yeah, that time Eudora getting away just a little too quickly.
Okay, you were talking about scores from around the area. Troy had broken out on top over Jeff North, but now the Chargers have come back and have tied that game. Troy and JCN deadlocked at 8 in Winchester tonight.
JCN knows how to make a game interesting.
They do. And they played really well this year. Holton leading their nemesis, Perry LeCompton, 14-0 right now. Carroll in front of Mays, and Capen leads Mays South. So they're going to try this thing again. Kicker Gage Baumgartner going to back up and have his team at his own 35-yard line. The advance, and this kick is going to be, again, angling to the far side, and that one's going to go out of bounds, and they're going to back her up a little bit farther.
I like how all the officials just throw their flag. Right? Everybody knows.
Is Atchison going to just take it there? I mean, with the penalty?
Yeah, they'll... What are they going to mark this thing out to? Like the 40, maybe? 35?
Well, wait for it to spot it down. 8:36 to go here in the opening half. We're waiting for the Atchison offense to find itself a little bit. And frankly, so far, the Redmond, or the Phoenix offense has, what, Gus, 25 yards?
Yeah, maybe. Right? Their first possession was their best one. They ended up turning over on downs. The last possession was a struggle, right? They had a penalty, they had a bad play, and then a fumble is what ended possession number 2 of the night.
Here comes Atchison, and a straight-ahead run, and Jesse Greenlee is going to be good for about 3.
He's at the 43-yard line. Maybe that's what Atchison needs, is just to have a couple, three, you know, good, solid plays, move the ball forward, and try to get some offensive momentum going here as they have remained scoreless so far this evening.
Right. Jesse Greenlee has been kind of the heart of your offense all season.
No question about that.
He's such a good back. I think at this point you got to lean on him a little bit and say, hey, Jesse, we need you to just take over this offensive gameplay.
Or they're going to put it back in his hands again, and this time he's going to be ankle-tackled behind the line of scrimmage as there was a good job of shooting into the backfield. Matthew Maggett.
Yeah, we talked about Maggett early on in the ballgame. He had that big stop on Atchison's first possession of the game, that 4th-and-3. He was able to come up and make a stop. And now for Atchison, playing behind the sticks, 3rd-and-6.
I didn't mean to do that. Number eight, Trent Long was in on that tackle, too. He's sitting in there now in a middle linebacker spot. 7.5 to go in the half.
I was going to say, Atchison has a slot back. There we go. Nobody was covering the slot.
Third down. Atchison motions to the right, throws to the left, and it's going to be caught at the line of scrimmage, gets across the 45-yard line, and Jesse Greenlee will approach and be a half a yard short of the first down. So now, Gus, with that, find yourself down 3 scores, 7 minutes to go in the half, you're almost at the 50-yard line, 4th-and-a-half. Do you go for it again on 4th down?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, the bigger problem is that you're down 3 scores against a team where you got just under 7 minutes to play in the first half, and this is only the third time you've touched the ball, right? We talk about how big possessions become against a team like this. You got to figure you got to score 4 more times, and I'm not sure that you have many more possessions than that left in this game.
Eudora's jamming up at the line of scrimmage. Atchison drops the ball, it's on the ground, and doesn't matter who picked it up, it is going to be Eudora football. The quarterback pulled away from the center too quickly. And Eudora will hold Atchison, again, turns the ball over in their half of the field. Here comes the Eudora Cardinal. 6.5 to play. Oh, I know.
Yeah. So, for Eudora, this is going to be possession number 4 of the night. They had 2 in the first quarter, and 2 in the second quarter. 6.5 left here in the first half.
They're at the Atchison 49-yard line. Quarterback Gage Hayden drops the ball. It's on the ground, and he scrambles for it and lands on top of it. Oh, right on there was Todd Daniels for the Phoenix and nearly got a hand on that thing. Gage Hayden, I don't think he backed away. I think the center just kind of lunged forward with the snap and didn't get it fully delivered.
And, you know, you're going to get that a little bit against with an offensive line that is just downhill blockers, right? They're not really working on taking that step back and getting into pass pro. So, again, your first instinct is get downhill, and you got to remember to get the ball snapped cleanly to your quarterback. Now, Gage Hayden is going to have a conversation with Jaden Hamm, his wide receiver, out there to the left right before they come up to the ball.
First time, it's 2nd-and-10. Handoff is going to go power move straight ahead, and there's a hold in the middle here. Hand that off to Braden Bierbauer. He is, Gus, the Jesse Greenlee of Eudora. He is that workhorse running back. And there's your holding call against the Cardinal. And a little momentum has begun to slip away from Eudora, hasn't it?
Yeah, Eudora played his first couple positions just crystal clean, right?
Yeah,
exactly what they wanted to do. It was as if you had drawn it up in your game plan. But now as the game has progressed a little bit, we're starting to see a few more penalties. We're starting to see, you know, drop snaps. Just don't look as crisp as they did in the first possessions.
Atchison's going to make a substitution in the defensive backfield on this. 2nd-and-20. Eudora is not designed for 2nd-and-20. Here's a pitch. Bierbauer sweep to the left. Gets to the 40, turns the edge, and maybe gets to 45. And there's a penalty from way deep in the defensive backfield. So we'll see what this is going to be all about. It was a 5-yard gain by Bierbauer. And we will wait for a call here from the crew. Here it is, an illegal block in the back. And it is going to be declined
I think. No. They're going to mark it off from the point of infraction again.
And
it's going to be a 3-yard penalty.
Against a lot of teams, you would decline that because it was a short gain. You're going to lose the down, whatever, move to third down. Against Eudora, who's got an offense that isn't that big play threat, keep backing them up because even, you know, you would like to force them into throwing the ball, maybe something they're a little less comfortable with, even though they've done it pretty productively tonight.
It has worked for them when they've done it. In a second down at 23 for the Cardinal at their own 38-yard line. The double wing, running back, power move, Pierre Bauer. So what do you do on second and 23 when you're a running team and you're a downhill running team? You run it downhill. You just hand it off and go straight ahead again and pick up, 6 or 7 yards. It is second down 17. Third down 17.
But the problem is, so you give up 7 yards on that play. Now it's third down and, 17?
Yeah.
So the problem is, let's say they run that same play again. Now you're looking at fourth and 10. I mean, you don't like to give up 7 yards, but right now, Atchison, got to be ready at that cornerback position because on a third and 17, this would be your opportunity to throw the ball if you're Eudora.
Seals has made a couple of great catches in the game so far. Motion to the right. QB is back to throw. He's got a receiver open down over the right side of the field, and he goes up and catches it over the defender to the 30, down to the Atchison 25-yard line. That was Jaden Ham. He went up, made a great catch, and landed hard on the ground but comes to his feet. And Gus, give me the numbers on the size of Jaden Ham. I'll give you mine when you're done, or I can give you mine first. We don't get them in the program, so that's why we're speculating.
6'4", 200?
Yeah. I was going to say 6'4", maybe even 215, maybe.
Yeah.
And here's the deal. Jaden Ham is the guy who's going to play on Saturdays. He, as a junior, is committed already to Arkansas.
I like that SEC, right?
You like the SEC. At the 25-yard line, here comes Eudora. QB keeps it. It's back against the grain. And the defense stops. They thought he was down, and he was on his feet. Gets inside the 15, picks up a first down on an 11-yard run. Quarterback Gage Hayden.
Kind of looked like the Matrix right there, right? Gage Hayden gets around the corner. He gets hit. He starts to fall back. He's able to kind of keep his balance as he's falling to the side, regains, pushes forward, picks up the first down. You know what else he does? Keeps the clock rolling at 3:10 left here in the first half of play.
Atchison will take out a defensive lineman, and they will add a defensive back as we're now inside 3 minutes. One man to the left side, wide out. That is Adrian Seals. Again, they go to the double wing. QB turns, hands off, running back, straight ahead down to the 10. And I think perhaps, and I'll get the glasses out here, we may have a new running back in the backfield. We do. It's going to be Trenton Long carrying the football instead of Braden Bierbauer.
Coming up, Jaden Carter made the stop on the play for Atchison. Jaden, the freshman linebacker. You know how difficult that is, though, to defend Eudora, right? You got a running back that just runs downhill. Now you get a fresh set of legs that is going to just do the same thing, run downhill.
Checking back into the game is going to be Jaden Ham, who made that big catch a moment ago. In this offense, he sets up as a tight end on the right side, but he's a blocker, but he is also a good, good receiver. Quarterback will slide down, handoff, no, keeps it. Boots right, gets down to the edge, cuts inside the 10, bumped out of bounds very near the 5-yard line and very near, but just short of the first down marker.
Landon Bell over there to make the stop for Atchison, also getting in on the action, Trey Carter. So for Eudora, a minute 45 left here in the first half, and they are facing a 3rd and 1.
Down at the Atchison 6-yard line. A minute and a half left. Opening half. Eudora's done a superb job of time management here. They've run this thing downfield. They have taken Atchison's offense off the field. You got Jaden Bender very wide to the left side. Quarterback will hand off instead to his running back and straight ahead, then stood up and then pushed back for very little gain. And that was carrying the ball, number 3. And that is
Octavius Lyle.
So Octavius Lyle is a junior, and we're seeing Eudora use a lot of athletes in here now.
clock stops for a moment as they get that ball set with a minute 9 to play before halftime. It is A for Eudora. Hang on here as we get the officials coming out. It's a first and goal, Eudora. They're going to call it, let's call it the 2-yard line. What do you say? QB will take it, turn, hand off right side, and falling into the end zone is Octavius Lyles. He was hit at the line of scrimmage, was spun around, and then fell backwards into the end zone. A 2-yard carry, and at 45 seconds left in the half, the Cardinal now leads 26-0.
Yeah, Octavius Lyles, though, kind of a smaller back, right? I would say he's 5'8", 5'9", and probably 180, 200 pounds, and now they're going to leave the offense out there and try to make up for those points missed out on the last possession.
It's going to be Trenton Long as the running back. They're going to swing Jaden Hamm over to the tight end on the left side. Now they're going to bring him back over to the right side. A long look over head coach Sean Hayden and quarterback Gage Hayden under center now.
Delay.
A delay. That's the last thing you want, right? You're trying to run a 2-point conversion and you delay the game. The thing that surprises me about this, Gus, is Eudora has only run a few plays. I mean, and all of them have been good for 3. So why are you getting all fancy here?
And I think for me, the biggest thing is Eudora hasn't used a timeout. Where was the coaching staff to realize how long they had taken? Call the timeout. You got 45 seconds left. You can't move them into the second half. And for Eudora, though, now looking at a 2-point conversion marked all the way back to the 8-yard line.
Adrian Seals is going to be the end on the left side. Hamm is the end on the right side. Quarterback is back to throw. Gage throws right. Got his big guy. Makes it look easy. Jaden Hamm up over everyone. I understand what's going on with him next year now. We got a timeout on the field. 45 seconds to go in the opening half. Eudora, 28 inches and nothing.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carry-out service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, protein bowls, and amazing salads at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Before Eudora, they have changed to a new kicker, and into the game comes a senior, Javier Bracco, and he booms this thing. It bounces at the 10, rolls to the 5, and trickles out of bounds at the 2-yard line. So Atchison may have gotten a bit of a break, and Eudora may have found a deep kicker.
Yeah, new kicker, same result, and Atchison says, back him up, let's re-kick this thing. I don't blame them, right? Your special teams has been maybe one of your highlights of the first half.
Let's see if Javier is going to be back out kicking it again, and he will be. 45 seconds left in the opening half. But in 4 possessions, we've seen 4 Cardinal TDs. Bachman will get everybody lined up. He's got 5 on each side, and we're going to try this thing one more time. He slow walks up toward the ball, and one big stride, and kicks this one away. It'll bounce at the 15, be grabbed at the 10, and picked up off the ground at the 8. Up the right side to the 15, 25, 35. Bouncing inside of the 40. Eludes the defender to the 45, and another great return by the Atchison kick return unit. And guess you said it a moment ago, and you couldn't be more correct. That special teams have been excellent for Atchison tonight.
How about this? 3 kickoff returns, right? And they've had it at the 45 of Eudora, and then they've had it at their own 45 twice. So,
yes.
So great starting field position for Atchison, and the last guy into the huddle is going to be the guy with the play. That's going to be your wide receiver, Jerick Parsons.
Here comes the Phoenix with just over half a minute to play before intermission. Don't you suppose they're going to throw this up a little bit? Out of the pistol, quarterback Carter steps up, and now he's thinking about throwing. Now he's thinking about running, and he's going to end up losing some yardage. Bump that out of bounds then. They're going to say, down before, out of bounds. The clock keeps running. Atchison will take a timeout. We're going to hang on to it here, Joseph, because we're down to the waning moments of this opening half. 28-0. Eudora in front tomorrow. Benedictine football on Care Radio. A 12:30 pregame and a 1 o'clock kickoff. At Benedictine playing Evangel in Nixa, Missouri.
Ever been to Nixa?
Never.
Like, not that I knew of. Not on purpose.
Never,
right?
Intentionally, no.
So.
But from everything we've seen, it looks like a remarkable facility, and I'm kind of interested in going down and checking it out.
It looks very Salina. It looks like the Graves complex out there in Salina.
You think?
Yeah,
I think it looks even bigger and nicer than that.
Yeah, but I mean, kind of that overall look of the grandstand.
Yeah,
and things
one
like
big
that.
Grandstand,
yeah.
On one side.
And, yeah, the press box looks much nicer than the two double wides pushed together at
yes.
At Salina.
Yes. I got a feeling there's not going to be wood paneling on the inside.
Taking a look around the state, St. Mary's coming back a little bit. Silver Lake leads St. Mary's 28-16. You've got Carroll, Mays, 14-7. JCN, another touchdown, another two-point conversion. It's 16-8, leading Troy. Holton up three touchdowns on Perry LeCompton.
Lots of games going on around the state of Kansas tonight. Atchison back to throw. The pass going to be caught at the 40. Nice block at the 45, getting to the 50. And there's an Atchison first down inside the 45 to the 44-yard line. They will stop the clock to advance to 6. 16 seconds left in the half.
Really like that play call right there for Atchison. Now, they're going to burn another timeout just because they want to kill that clock one more time. But they knew Eudora was going to come after the quarterback. So what do? You set up a little bit of a screen pass over there on the left side. You like screen, you like draw. Those are probably your two favorite
plays. Those are my two favorite plays in football.
And what happened was you used that aggressive defense of Eudora against itself, able to pick up good yardage. Now, 16 seconds left. You've got one more timeout, I think, still in your back pocket. Again, maybe you look to pick up 10 or 12 here and then chuck one at the end zone.
Yeah, that would probably be fair.
So,
Atchison huddling up around longtime head coach Jim Smith here on the near side. And
you want to talk about somebody who can draw up a play? That's Coach Smith. Over the years, he's had some of the most creative plays. And if you got one that is kind of fun, kind of different, kind of something else, this would be the time to pull it out.
Well, again, I would like to see some of the peripheral things that go on during the timeouts. And right at the end of the timeout, as the team is going out, Jesse Greenley comes over and has a word with Coach again. And quarterback is back to throw. Rolling right, goes pass over the middle. It's going to be caught at the 35-yard line and a hard tackle. You heard the groan from the crowd, and Atchison will stop the clock with their final timeout as Cale Hammerschmidt made a just aggressive tackle after a 9-yard gain. So for the Phoenix, they'll have no timeouts. It'll be a second and two, but they have 7 seconds left in the half to go 35 yards to score. Now, that said, if somehow they could complete a pass for 15 or 20 and get out of bounds in time, they're within field goal range, but I don't know that they would even opt for that at this juncture.
Yeah, here's the deal. You've got a kicker that's good enough to kick the field goal.
Absolutely.
So I don't think that's really the question. I think the problem is down 28, right?
Yeah.
But what does 3 do for me now? And I think for Coach Smith, he's just, you know, crunching the numbers, knowing that possessions are going to be the problem, right? For Atchison, this is only their fourth possession of the game, and they're down 4 possessions. So in the second half, you got to figure out a way to score on all 4 of your possessions. So you need to steal one here.
Exactly. You must, in the second half, score a touchdown on every possession. I mean, that's the simple math of the whole matter. They got Ham back in over top coverage.
Oh, yeah. He's back playing center field.
Atchison back. Throws a little crossing pattern. It's going to go incomplete at the 30-yard line. 4 seconds to play in the half. Now third and one.
Well, the good news is, with the incomplete pass, it was quick enough. Right? You didn't run around and then throw an incomplete. So 4.6 seconds left here in the first half, and Atchison will run the final play of the first half right here.
Quarterback Drake Carter comes over to the near side. We'll have the play given to him by Coach Smith, and he'll trot back out to cover that. Looking at the clock here. Yeah. Tell you what, after this play, I'm going to handle that. Here's Atchison. It is a third and one. Quarterback back to throw. Looks over the middle, and it's going to go incomplete. And a quick trigger. 0.7 seconds left, and Atchison will be able to run a fourth down play. And we hope you're enjoying high school playoff football tonight here on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
You just heard Joseph say darn.
He said, wow, how'd you come up with that? How'd you pull that off?
Or he was just impressed.
Yeah.
We got it.
I'm guessing he's more amazed than anything else. All right, so.
I can guarantee this will be the final play.
Yes. And the play call, barring a defensive penalty, the play call is, you know, there are a lot of things you could run. You could go the nine route. You could try the screen. You could try a little tunnel. You could try a lot of things. But the defense is way back. QB's back to throw. Steps up. And looking, he throws across the line of scrimmage into the end zone where it's going to be intercepted in the end zone. Back to the 5-10. Back to the 15-20. Up the left side of the 25. Break of tackles at the 25 and 30 and finally up to the 35-yard line. We have come to halftime as Cale Hammerschmidt picks it off. And I'm not sure that wasn't across the line of scrimmage and it was thrown, but it's all immaterial. We've come to halftime here at Amelia Earhart Stadium. We will return to summarize the first half for you at intermission. It is Eudora 28, the Ashes on Phoenix, nothing.
Thanks for listening to your high school football game of the week on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Online at mscsports.net. The Amberwell Health halftime show begins right after these messages. Amberwell Health, connecting our communities and our care with locations in Atchison, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
It's great to have you back with us here in Atchison, Kansas, where we have gotten to intermission. There we go, we wind up the clock. Intermission of tonight's Class 4A high school football playoff game, and the visitors from Eudora Gus lead 28-0, and it would be unfair to call it anything but impressive.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what you would have to call this first half for Eudora, right? I mean, they came out with a game plan, executed it perfectly on the first two drives. They came out, they had no penalties, they ran the ball downhill, they picked up yards, a big chunk. They capped both those drives off with touchdowns. Now, possessions 3 and 4, yes, they did finish both of those drives with touchdowns, but they were a little sloppier, right? We started to see some penalties. We started to see the quarterback drop the snap a little bit out of center. But I think we also saw on possession 3 the missed PAT. But we also saw that Eudora has a lot of good things going for them in the sense of they run the ball downhill really well. And then they have a safety net out there, right? I mean, Jaden Hamm is just one of those guys who, when all else fails, throw it up to the big guy. And he made some spectacular plays in the first half.
Yeah, he's the big receiver. The small receiver, Adrian Shields, made a fantastic one-handed catch for a score earlier in the game. And, you know, for Eudora, making no excuses, because there's no excuse ever for sloppy play, but yet when you've scored a touchdown on every possession, maybe maintaining the focus and intensity becomes a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, and, you know, We also kind of got a feel for Eudora's game plan coming in defensively. And that was try to stop Jesse Greenlee and force somebody else to beat me. And I think that's exactly what they did. They really focused on the run, forced Trey Carter to vacate the pocket a little bit, try to make a play that, you know, maybe is just a little out of his reach right now. So I think right now Eudora is just trying to not let Jesse Greenlee be the guy who beats them because, again, Jesse Greenlee has been so fantastic all season and difficult for every team to slow down. So
you see Eudora, bottom line is the preparation and the scouting for this game has been spot on, and their response to that has been successful so far.
Yeah, so far. So, you know, the first half of this game, the first four possessions for both teams, it's been exactly what Eudora won. Now, when Coach Smith goes into the locker room, he's going to say, special teams look good, right? They had some great kickoff returns. They started out with good field position. I liked what they did on that last drive on a couple plays, right? I liked getting the ball out on the screen to Jesse Greenlee. I liked getting the quarterback out and, you know, hit some of those quicker passes. I think that's something that as you go into the locker room, you start talking about, hey, this is how we're going to adjust and adapt in the second half.
And speaking of the second half, good news for Phoenix fans. Atchison will receive the football to begin the second half. So they're going to get an opportunity to, whatever they're working on in the locker room right now, to bring it out and put it immediately into action.
Yeah, and again, by getting the football in, the kickoff return has been your best facet of the game. Here's a chance to really spark your team in the second half. You know, you get a big kickoff return, maybe an in-house one to start the second half. All of a sudden, you're back in this thing.
Well, we're going to be back in this with the second half live here on KRA Radio. But right now, going to take a little bit of an intermission. We're going to turn it back to the KRA Radio Sports Studios where Joseph is going to bring you up to speed and take care of you because that intermission here in Atchison, halftime score, Eudora 28, the Atchison Phoenix nothing. Joseph, as you do so well, take it away.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With three tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us for this Friday night football game as we're bringing you Atchison High hosting Eudora. We'll be returning to the game in just a few minutes. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m., the Benedictine Ravens will take on Evangel in Springfield, Missouri. Tune in a little bit early, like about 12:30 or so, to make sure that you get all of the pregame show. Next Thursday on the schedule at 7 p.m., we've got the Benedictine Men versus Avila. And on Friday, we've got the 7:30 BC Women's Game versus Lynn. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look around the area with the scores as I have them.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Taking a look around the area, I've got some final scores. I've got the final score in the Thunder Ridge-Frankfurt game. In the Thunder Ridge-Frankfurt game, which was 8-man, 2 regional round, it was Thunder Ridge 58 to Frankfurt's 8. Taking a look at some of the other scores. In the first half, I had Clayton Galva over at Clifton Clyde with a final score of Clayton Galva 24, Clifton Clyde 12. At the Hanover-Haxtell game, Haxtell was trailing Hanover 8-0. In the Opie-Jackson Heights game, Opie's on top 21-0. Jefferson County North is leading Troy at the half 16-8. Rossville is leading Nemaha Central at the half 9-6. Holton is leading Perry Lecompton 21-0. And in this game, we've got Eudora at 28 points, Atchison High Phoenix 0.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, olé the day.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
I do have a real quick correction to make. Holton is leading 28-0 on Perry at the end of the first half. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows around 38 tonight under clear skies. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 67. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies and quiet. Lows dip down to about 43. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Temperatures above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 60s. Once again, low of 38 tonight, high of 67 tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's 49 degrees in downtown Atchison right now. We've got a feels-like temperature of 46 with a wind out of the south-southeast at 8 miles per hour. The relative humidity is 69%, the dew point 40 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is on the rise at 30.13 inches of mercury. We'll be joining Tom and Gus Kautz momentarily.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter, put her experience to work for you. Sandra proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
That wraps up the Amberwell Health Halftime Show, Amberwell Health, connecting our communities and our care with locations in Atchison, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Stay tuned for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Boosters.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
At Union State Bank, we've never stopped learning. In over 120 years, we've never stopped expanding our technology. To keep Union State Bank of Atchison and your finances moving forward, we provide innovative banking services while protecting your information. From our Union State Bank app to mobile and online banking tools, we're always looking ahead to serve you better without losing that small-town banking feel you love. Learn more today at mybankusb.com.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
We now return to the field for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week on CARE 93.7 and online at mscsports.net under the Listen Live tab.
With that, we welcome you back to Amelia Earhart Stadium. It is high school football in Atchison, Kansas. The Atchison Phoenix are hosting the Eudora Cardinal at halftime. With Joseph back in the Care Radio Sports Studios, Tom Cass here, Gus Cass with you. And in the first half, it was all Eudora. Four possessions, four touchdowns, lead Atchison 28-0 here tonight. Eudora didn't do anything spectacular in the first half other than just run the ball downhill between the tackles and pick up chunks of yards at a time. They did throw the ball a couple times. They had, you know, a nice one-handed touchdown reception. And then, after a missed PAT a couple possessions later, they end up just throwing one up into the end zone. The big guy comes down with it for the two-point conversion. So it gets us to our 28-0 score here at the half. The winner of this game will advance to play the winner of Bishop Miege and Chanute. And right now, the Stags lead the Blue Comets 20-7. So Miege right now, how about this? Miege is trying to creep back towards 500. So, another good game going on around the area. Rossville leads Nemaha Central 9-6 in that ball game at halftime. Olpe continuing to do what Olpe does, and that's not give up any points. They are leading at the break. What's that score? 20-0. You've got JCN, a 16-8 lead on Troy. So, again, we'll keep you up with a lot of the scores as we, you know, come across them in the second half progresses. I think the one game that just don't know enough about it, but Axel leading Hanover, maybe a little bit of a interesting game to keep an eye on. In the second half, Atchison's going to get the ball to start the second half. And we talked about it right before the break that their kickoff return unit has been the bright spot of the first half, right? They started possession at the 45 of Eudora, at their own 45 a couple of times. I mean, that's where their playmaking has happened. And so for Coach Smith, I think you're looking for a big start or a big spark to start with your special teams unit right here.
So for Atchison, is first possession a must score, or is it just a must look good?
No, it's a must score, right? Okay. You only have four possessions in the first half. Let's just push that across and say, if you only have four possessions in the second half, you better score on every one of them and keep Eudora out of the end zone. I mean, I think that's the problem that Atchison's starting to get into is, you know, not scoring in the first half, only four possessions, you're down four possessions. Those numbers just don't look kind for you. So Atchison needs to score. And now, I hate to say this, probably need to score kind of quickly.
Well, see, there was where I was going to go. You can help yourself get more than four possessions if you score quickly.
Right. And I mean, and I think that's where you're going to have to be.
Because Eudora's going to burn up their amount of time. You, on the other hand, if you want it back, you can't waste a lot of time in getting in the end zone.
So I think if you're Atchison, though, you're going to have to look to maybe even get into that hurry up or get into that two-minute type offense here in the second half.
Well, for Eudora, once again, they're going to go back to the toe of Javier Baracco to kick the ball off to begin the second half. Atchison will have its kick return unit out of the field, and back deep, Damien Owens is going to settle in around the Phoenix 10-yard line. We're set to go the second half. Javier slow walks it again, and a low line drive kick, 25-20-15, picked up at the 12-yard line. Here comes the Atchison return. Bouncing to the inside and wrapped up and down immediately. The 20-yard line goes Damien Owens. A short return. It is the shortest return of the worst field position to begin a series for Atchison here this evening.
So for Eudora, getting down there on the stop, Mac Douglas, a senior linebacker, able to get down there, make the hit on the play. And for Atchison, going to take a little time sending the play in, and it'll be quarterback Trey Carter to lead the Atchison offense.
For Atchison, scoring quickly would typically be precipitated by throwing the ball more, but that's not what Atchison has done. I mean, they can, they do, but Jesse Greenlee has been the workhorse for this team, and now they're going to pitch it to Jesse, and he'll try to sweep around to the left side, gets hit in the backfield, pulls away to the 20-25, and drags the defender up to the 30-yard line. He may be right at the first down mark with a nice 10-yard first down carry.
Able to come up for Eudora and make the stop. That's going to be Jaden Bender, the defensive end. And you talk about Jesse Greenlee and his running style. Jesse is deceivingly quick out there, right? I mean, he's a big guy. You think, all right, he just kind of, you know, rumbles in the middle. He's not going to be very fast. He's just going to try to run over. No, that's not Jesse's game. He's going to run over you and run away from you.
It is a first down. Phoenix at their own 31-yard line, just a half a minute into the second half. Again, long count, quarterback Trey Carter. Now the pitch going to the right side is going to be Greenlee. He'll cut up the middle and turn back in across the 35, and he's going to pick up about a half a dozen on a first down run.
Yeah, another nice run right there by Jesse Greenlee. Coming up to make the stop this time was Cole Manley. Manley's a guy we haven't talked about much today, playing that cornerback and dropping back into a safety position, because really most of the tackles for Eudora have been with that front seven.
And it's hard to throw against Eudora, I think, because I'm particularly looking at number 22 out there, Matthew Maquette. We mentioned him, and he is so tall and lean, you can't throw over him. He is a nice defender back here. Here's a flare pass out of the backfield. It's going to be taken on the left side by Damien Owens. He'll get to the line of scrimmage, perhaps advance the ball a yard or so, not much more than that, as Jaden Bender makes a very quick tackle. It'll bring up a third down three for the Phoenix.
Yeah, but for Atchison, again, putting together a nice possession right here. And again, quick passes, getting the ball to Jesse Greenlee. These are all things that you've been good with all season, so why not continue to build on him here this evening?
Junior Brendan Martin is going to come into the ball game for Atchison. Bring the play in and add a receiver. It is a third down three. QB will take it. Little wraparound handoff. Greenlee hit at the line of scrimmage. Powers forward, and he's going to be just short of the first down by less than a half a length of a football. He is across the 40-yard line, but not quite to the 41.
Able to come up and make the stop on the play. Trenton Long, a senior for Eudora. And the official going to stop play for a moment. They wanted to bring in the sticks. The White Hat said, nah, it's close to a first down.
He says, let's move the ball. Let's move the game. And they're going to advance it. They got a good generous spot on that as they now nose it right up to the 41-yard line. And a pretty good offensive possession to begin the second half for Coach Smith and the Phoenix. We're down to 9:20 to go here in the third quarter. Atchison has taken the opening kickoff for the second half, and now here's a handoff into the middle, and Jesse Greenlee is just wrapped up and devoured inside for Eudora, and a tackle in there by Wyatt Johnson, a big senior D lineman, and we're going to take a timeout. Taking a break, Joseph, 9:15 to go. We're in the third quarter. It remains Cardinals 28, Phoenix nothing.
Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Back to Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas, where the Atchison player is shaking up a little bit, but coming off the field now under his own power, and he's going to take a moment to kind of gather himself along the near side. Phoenix looking at a second down, 8 call from their own 42-yard line. We go inside 9 minutes. The clock is rolling again. Third quarter of play. Long count, Carter, and penalty markers along the line of scrimmage from across the way, and it's a false start, Atchison. This is one thing that they cannot afford to do, and that is make the mistakes that are going to not only waste time, but push them back, force them to have to pick up additional yardage. And those are the things that slowed the Eudora offense down as the first half wore on. They began to have a few penalties and make a few little mistakes.
Yeah, and for Atchison, they're not really ripping off big chunks of yardage at a time. They are getting, you know, that 2, 3, 5 yards at a time, but get these penalties. Now you're playing, as Coach Osborne would say, you're playing behind the sticks, and it's not really good for this Atchison offense.
Here's a handoff over to the right side, cross to the 40, get across the original line of scrimmage, up to the 45, up to the 46-yard line goes Damian Owens. A nice run for Atchison on kind of a jet sweep sort of a play as he ran around to the right side. We have yet to see Atchison be able to get the ball into the hands of Jeter tonight, as they've got him wide to the right side, and again, we kind of alluded to it earlier, for Atchison, moving the ball briskly is going to have to involve putting the ball in the air a little bit.
So Atchison going to take a lot of time now. They're going to bring the play in from the near sideline with kind of that tight end wide receiver type. It's going to be Sean Knoll.
Inside 8 to go, and this game is moving along at a fast, fast pace. Sean Knoll will go to the slot to the right side. Receivers either way on a 3rd down, 6 call. QB, hands off, and now he's going to pull it back because the defender was there, and Carter's going to be tackled back at the 40-yard line and lose about a half a dozen.
That time they ran read option, and Damian Owens, the running back, came up. Right as he was going to get the ball, there was a defender right there, and the quarterback, Trey Carter, was trying to decide whether I hand it off, pull it. When it was all said and done, he pulls the ball, spins around, and gets lit up as he turns. It's going to bring up a 4th and 10, and for Atchison, is that first?
I think so.
All right, first punt of the night for the Phoenix. Coming at the 7:08 mark of the I can tell you that for sure. That is the first punt of the night.
Aiden Battle is going to punt it away, and Seals is back at the 25-yard line. The boot, short, nice spiral, and bounces and dies immediately at the 38-yard line. So for the Cardinal, it's going to be first and 10 at their own 38. Their first possession of the second half comes at 6:53 to go in the third quarter. Gus Atchison used almost half of the third quarter.
But isn't Eudora probably okay with that?
They're great with that. Because, again, you're going to get three more possessions, and now the math is not in your favor at all.
And for Atchison, that was probably their longest possession of the night. Right? The first possession was probably about that, not quite. And so for Eudora, they're going to take over at the 6:53 mark, and for them, it might be the game of can they hold on to the ball for the rest of the quarter.
Adrian Seals is wide to the left side. Man, as well as Eudora runs the ball, because I'm so enamored with their receivers. Now the quarterback with the keeper, and here goes Hayden, 50-40. No one will catch a quarterback on a run option. Touchdown, Eudora. That is a 62-yard scamper for Gage Hayden.
13-second drive. That drive took 13 seconds, and really, it was all the quarterback just trying to get into the end zone. And what a play right there for Eudora. And they, I'm not sure what the officials are getting together back here for.
They're standing around the 30-yard line. I do not, and I'm looking very hard out of the field, I do not see any markers out there. And there's just a touchdown indication. That's it.
Dead ball, unsportsmanlike conduct against Eudora. So they're going to say touchdown count, then an unsportsmanlike. Okay, I see the penalty marker now at the 10.
Okay, there it is. Laying right on the 1.
So
count the score. Count the bucket.
Count the bucket.
Count the bucket. The PAT coming up, and the kickoff will be marked accordingly with that subsequent penalty on the run downfield. 34-0 Eudora.
Now asking Jimmy where he wants to enforce that, and he's going to say,
do you have that option? I didn't know there was an option. Is it? If so, I would say on the kick, don't you?
Right.
Fish is coming over and talking to Phoenix head coach Smith, and they're going to take it on the kickoff, the subsequent kickoff. And for Eudora, I think they're actually going to make an attempt at kicking this point once again. They've done that earlier and didn't go real well, and they've got Gage Baumgartner out there to put a toe to it this time. Going to be helped by Trent Long. Here comes the Cardinal PAT. Down and up and in. Timeout, 6:40 to go in the third. Now, Eudora, 35, Atchison, nothing.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Join Tom and Gus Couch for Benedictine Raven Football Saturdays right here on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. If you can't get to a radio, every game is streamed live worldwide at MSCSports.net. It's Benedictine Raven Football every Saturday on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Back with you here, Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas.
Well,
6:40 to go in the third.
Will Ozzie ever go out of style?
Never.
Right.
Are you kidding me? Will you ever be able to understand him when he's just visiting? Never. The penalty being assessed against Eudora will have it at the 25-yard line. The kick is away. It will stay in the field of play. It go over the head of the return man. Chases back to the 20, 15, 10, all the way back to the 7. So the penalty is negated, and the return is not much. The ball is going to be down at the 14-yard line. So for the Phoenix, there's a lot of green in front of them, and they find themselves down 35-0, 6.5 minutes to go in the ball game, or in the third quarter of the ball game.
Yeah, a whole lot of plays are now in the playbook, right?
Everything. Everything is on the table right now for the Atchison offense. 8HS rotating a couple guys in and out, break the huddle, and they're going to come out with it. They're going to give them a nice spot, putting it at the 15-yard line. And for a Phoenix team, Gus, as you recalled earlier, who had the ball up around midfield to begin every possession earlier in the game, back in the first half. Here's a little slant pass over the middle. It's going to go incomplete. Looking for Jeter Purdy crossing around the 30-yard line, but it was out of his reach, and it will bring up a second and 10.
Yeah, that time they tried to run a little bit of a slant pattern and running between a lot of traffic. It was a nice pass. Just Jeter couldn't quite find it, and going to fall incomplete, and will stop the clock, though, with 6:30 left here in the third quarter of play. Right now, the Phoenix trailing by 35.
Single man to the backfield behind quarterback Trey Carter. Receivers either way. Handoff is going to go straight ahead. Bouncing. Greenlee looking for some help. He's just on his feet, just trying to push forward, and they will say his progress was stopped. He was never taken all the way to the ground. It will bring up, after a short gain, a 3rd and 7.
Number 8 on the stop, Trey Long, will be credited with the tackle.
Winner of this one will play the winner of the game between Chanute and Miege going on this evening. 3rd down 7 for Atchison. Phoenix taking their time and will again send receivers very, very wide to the left side. That's going to be Jeter. They'll go wide to the right side as well with Owens. QB is back, rolls right, now looks to throw it across his body and goes over to the other side. It's going to go incomplete. He was looking to get it into the hands of a very well-defended Jesse Greenlee. Jesse coming out of the backfield. They tried to draw the defense, chase the quarterback to the right, but they were not buying what Atchison was selling there.
Yeah, that time for Eudora, they sent the safety over there, Errol Simeon, and Errol. But this, the freshman, wide awake for that play, able to get over there. And for Atchison, their second possession of the night, going to end in a punt.
From the 5-yard line, battle will begin to kick it away. The return man at the Atchison 45-yard line. Snap back is perfect. The boot is really nice. It is high and spinning in over end. Lands at the 45, and Atchison will down it at the 49-yard line, and it's going to bring up, as Jake Reback gets downfield quickly to cover it, it'll bring up a 1st and 10 Eudora in Atchison territory. You're at the Phoenix 40. I thought the 49, they're going to have him at the 47-yard line. So there you go. 5:24 to go in the third quarter. Atchison utilized very little time with that possession.
Both teams so far here in the second half haven't utilized a whole lot of time, right? Eudora's very first possession of the second half only took 13 seconds. So here we go with possession number 6 of the night for Eudora.
And Eudora, again, right back to that nice old-school double-wing offense. The handoff is going to go to the running back. He hits in the middle, finds no room, bounces just a little bit to the left side, gets some daylight, and he's able to push the pile forward and gain a half a dozen on a first down carry as we go inside 5 minutes to go in the third.
Landon Bell, one of the first guys in on the stop right there for the Phoenix. Also getting in there, Jeremiah Kelly.
3rd down and 4, Eudora. Or excuse me, 2nd down. 2nd down and 4, Eudora. I've just marveled at how well this offense is doing what it is designed to do, picking up that 4, 5, 6. At a carry, here's a handoff into the right side, and it's going to go inside the 35-yard line. It will pick up 6 yards and another first down. And once again, Jake Reback, he's been a worker out there tonight, hasn't he? Four and a half to go in the quarter. Gus is busy getting the updates for you on some of the things going on around the state. And what you got right there?
I was just kind of looking at some of the games this year that Eudora has lost. And now on the carry, it's going to go right up the middle. And Octavius Lyles is going to take it in for another touchdown. A 35-yard handoff right up the middle, and nobody touched Octavius on that touchdown run. Take a look at Eudora, because I'm sitting here spinning my gears wondering how this team lost four games this year. They lost at Piper by three. They lost to Tonganoxie by six. They lost at Lewisburg by one, and they lost at Paola by one. They lost four games by, what, no points virtually.
No, not one, by less than 10 total.
Two, yeah. 7-8, yeah. 11 points is the difference in their four games.
Here comes the PAT on its way up and got it. Taking another break, Joseph. Now we're at 4:06 to go in the third quarter. Eudora stretches its lead. Cardinal, 42 Atchison and nothing.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carry-out service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, protein bowls, and amazing salads at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Founded in 1867, Blair Feeds has helped cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock production with a wide range of high-quality products. Blair's Cattle Mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals necessary for proper growth and immune protection. Minerals are available with Aramycin, Justify, and now garlic. To find out which Blair mineral is best suited for your needs, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
Here comes the Eudora kickoff. Atchison's return crew back at the 10-yard line, and there's a boot. It'll be fielded at the 12 on the fly, straight ahead, 15, 20, 5, 30, 5, just short of the 40-yard line. And that is another one of those outstanding kick returns by Atchison. And they have done such a great job with that through the course of the evening here tonight. And for the Phoenix, here comes the offense. Making his way off the near sideline and leading it up is going to be quarterback Trey Carter. Late addition to the group out on the field for Atchison. A lineman hits the field late. Quarterback gives him the play, and we're set to go. At the 39-yard line, Atchison. You can hear some of the Eudora student section cheering on their team. A little pitch is going to go to Greenlee, and he'll cut it upfield, crossing the 40. Gets a couple of yards up to around the 41-yard line. It's a second and eight. Cooler, warmer, mature heads have prevailed out here and quieted the students down a little bit to have a little fun out here tonight. Such a perfect night for a ball. 3:20 to go in the third quarter still. Very wide to the right side. Atchison will send it. Damian Owens. Jeter Purdy to the left side. Slot to the right side. Running back. Little wraparound handoff. QB will keep it himself. Carter hit at the ankles at the 40, falls forward back to the line of scrimmage. It'll bring up a third down. Wyatt Johnson. Okay, well, Wyatt is a big, strong guy in the middle. And that is probably, you know, again, for me, Gus, football teams really need to be strong along that line of scrimmage. Everything emanates from there, and that has been one of the big helps for Eudora tonight is that big front on both the offensive and defensive sides of the ball. Atchison's going to go too wide to the short side. 2.5 to go in the third. QB's back, steps up in a pocket, swarmed, and will go down at the 40. In fact, Trey Carter was able to pick up some yardage that he almost lost, but did not quite make it back to the line of scrimmage as defensive end Jaden Bender had gotten into the backfield in a bit of a hurry and flushed the quarterback out of there.
Yeah, so it's going to bring up a third and give him credit for a yard. It's all third and nine right now for this Atchison offense. And Coach Smith looking up and down the play sheet going, does anything jump at me right now?
Yes. If there's a play that you've been working on all year that you've been thinking, you know, we could try this sometime. This might be then.
Yeah, no reason to save it now.
No. Atchison, again, very wide to the right side. QB's back to throw. Rolls right. Looking. Rolling again. Hit. Escapes. Rolling again. Now throws. Got a man wide open. Caught. 50, 45, 40. Down the right side of the 37-yard line. And I'll tell you what, not only was that a nice play by Carter to stretch the play out and a very nice catch on the far side for Atchison by Jared Parsons, but you know what else I thought? That was a great job by that offensive line. Because how easy would it have been to hold, or how easy would it have been to get downfield that long into a play?
Well, you know, and the other thing was, Trey Carter did a great job of approaching the line of scrimmage, but never crossing the line of scrimmage there. So with 1:05 left here in the third quarter, Atchison will have a 1st and 10 in Eudora territory.
This may be Phoenix's best field position of the game. Here they go deep, down the right side, a jump ball at the 5-yard line, and it is incomplete. Both receiver, Damian Owens, and defender, Octavius Lyles, stopped, turned around, waited for the ball, both leaped in the air simultaneously, but neither one able to come down with it.
Yeah, they both jumped just a little early. The ball lands incomplete, stops the clock with 52 seconds in
the
third.
The first guy jumps, you got to jump, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't wait. You can't be patient. And look at the size of the D lineman they brought in here. This young man is 6'6" and 342. Right? I mean, is that wrong? A little wraparound handoff and straight ahead, and stacked up is Jesse at the 35-yard line. And as they unstack...
67?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Yeah, he's 6'6", and...
Come on.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably 3 and a quarter.
I'm going 342. I don't know, I'm just sure of it. Here we go on a 3rd and 8... Phoenix at the 35-yard line of Eudora.
JTN leads Troy 22-8 in the third quarter.
QB's going to take the snap, keep it himself, duck into the left side of the line, get inside the 35, down to the 30, and he's going to come up close to another first down, and they'll measure it as we take a break. Three quarters are in the book here at Amelia Earhart Stadium. We'll be back for the fourth. It is Eudora 42, Atchison nothing.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With 3 tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Welcome back to Amelia Earhart Stadium. We go to the fourth quarter. The visitors out of Eudora leading Atchison 42-0. And Gus, I went over to the adjoining booth because I'm looking for a third-person independent idea on the size of that young man out there. they were going 6'7", 320. So we're in the ballpark.
We're right there.
We're in the ballpark. I mean, nobody knows. We're all speculating here. Here's Atchison on night. Big fourth down call in the handoff. First and 10 on a strong run by Jesse.
Had Jesse Greenlee able to power forward, pick up the first down, and Atchison, they're going to spot this thing right at the 25. They're going to have first and 10 there.
And that time, Jesse didn't wait, didn't hesitate. That was a downhill run that you like. He just ran right into it and said, I'm taking the ball and everybody with me.
Yep, trying to get a little low shoulder pads and just blow through and see what you can't get. They're going to send Jeter Purdy wide to the left in the slot. You're going to have Jake Revant, Damian Owens also out there.
Little screen pass over to the left side coming out of the backfield and caught from behind. The defender is, the defender seals on Owens, and is there any gain? Maybe none, but none lost. It is a second and 10.
There's a marker right on the 25-yard line.
Oh, right where the, yeah, yeah, I absolutely see it.
Whoever threw it did a nice job of lining that thing straight up.
It is a holding call against the Phoenix. Tomorrow we're going to be with the Benedictine Ravens, and it'll be afternoon football. 12:30 for the pregame, and a 1 o'clock kickoff from Nixon, Missouri, Benedictine, hosted by Evangel. And, Gus, I will, as I have through the course of the season, struggle with a new mascot again tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be the Valor of Evangel.
Yes. So you'll have to
bear with me.
Don't
worry. We're still waiting to hear what the line is going to be for the state tomorrow.
It'll be a bunch. Here's a little end around by Atchison to the 30 and racing to the corner, all the way down to the 27-yard line. Sean Knoll with the handoff and the carry. Showed really nice speed as he got to the edge of that.
For Eudora getting over there, Hunter Bradshaw, a junior, able to make the stop on the play. For Atchison, they're going to be looking at a second down and we'll call it 13.
Now for the Phoenix Cubs right now, the thing you got to do, you got to get that goose egg away. Right? Isn't that the thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a whole mentality thing is,
sure,
you know, score something here tonight.
A long look over to the near side, and here comes AHS on a second down, 13 call. Back to throws, Carter. Pumps once, pumps twice, pulls it down, now throws deep. He's got a man in the end zone and overshoots him. Matter of fact, he had two receivers who were holding hands practically side by side down there, Remant and Owens. Not only were they both in the middle of the end zone and side by side, but they were both well beyond their defenders and had beaten them all.
Yeah, that time the quarterback, Trey Carter, just put a little too much juice on that football, but threw it in a spot where only his guys were going to have a shot at it. An incomplete pass. We'll stop the clock with 10:19 left in the contest. And for Atchison, they're looking at a third and 13.
I like the idea of going for the strike right there on second down. And now for the Phoenix, you've got a couple of downs to pick up this 13 yards and keep the chains moving. The incompletion stopping the clock here. 10:19 to go in the contest. Wrap around, handoff, no. Play action. Back to throw, QB again. Fires went over to the left side on a crossing pattern, and it's going to go incomplete, looking for Revant.
Yeah, that time he was looking for Revant coming across the field on a little bit of a drag pattern, but put way too much juice on it, threw a little high, and Revant wasn't able to get his hands up and hold that thing in. Incomplete pass will stop the clock with 10:13 left, and they'll bring up a fourth and 13.
Now, here's where the playbook has to get a little more specific. You cannot run just every play to come up with a fourth and 13. I know. I've talked to coaches over the years and have told them, I only want you to run the plays that score, and they tell me that all of them in the book are designed to score. So I guess every play in the book is designed to pick up 13 yards. However, it'll be interesting to see which one of those Atchison pulls out here. Purdy wide to the left side. They're going to go with a, now they're shifting the backs around. Quarterback one today, running back on his right hand and one behind him as he's back to throw. Looking downfield, pumps it once, slips, falls. He's going to be down for a loss. So there was nowhere to go for Trey Carter again as he pumped one time and he pulls it back down. And before he can get it loose again, the defense has collapsed around him. And 10 minutes to go in the game, it's back in the hands of Eudora.
That was a big guy, 67, Christian Cox, able to just put his hand up in the air. Trey Carter just couldn't see over him. And then Christian able to wrap him up, throw him for a loss on the play. 10:03 left in this contest. It'll be first and 10 for Eudora.
Now,
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286 Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Coming out of the break, Eudora a little run to the right side, gets the ball up to the 50-yard line. It is first and 10 Cardinals, and we're inside 10 minutes of play in the game.
So on a first and 10, you pick up 10, and you get another first and 10.
Yeah, it's funny how the math works that way.
But how about this? For Eudora, it's only their seventh possession of the evening.
And here's a little misdirection over to the right side, bouncing off the first defender, but not off the second, trying to get around the edge, turning it upfield, and it's going to be a short gain. I may not call it a short gain. It was a pickup of about 4 yards for Eudora. Brayden Hoopler, I think, with that carry.
Yeah, Damian Owens along with Landon Bell in on the stop for Atchison. And for Eudora, it's going to be a second and seven.
9:20 left in the ball game. 42-0 Cardinal in front. AHS going with basically three down linemen here. Here's a handoff into the right side. It just running through and falling forward. And as he was running and falling forward, Gus, it was yardage being picked up all the way by Gage Baumgartner. Gage the kicker, now turned ball carrier.
Yep. But the deal with Gage on that play, he was leaning forward, got the handoff, picked up the yardage, but he had so much forward momentum. He was falling forward the entire time, and once he got into clean space, just fell down.
Third down, 2, Cardinal. 8:15 left. Here's the same play, same way, and another 6 or 7 yards will move the chains to the Atchison 35-yard line. It's a first and 10, Eudora.
That time, they handed the ball off to a new guy in the backfield. That's going to be Errol Simeon, the freshman.
You know what? Atchison is going to look back at this season. This is going to sting a little bit, but they're going to look back and say, man, 21 was a great football year for AHS, don't you think?
Yeah. You are going to come away with a league title. You're going to come away with only one regular season loss. To St. Joe Lafayette in your first game. So then you railed off 8 consecutive wins, and, you know, a lot of good things happened this year for this Atchison team.
No question about it. Here's a little handoff into the right side, picking up another 6 or 7 yards. Goes Eudora. We're at 7.5 minutes to go now. Atchison rotating players in and out, letting some guys get some PT here in the postseason. It's a sign of an experienced and understanding coaching staff when they can look up and down the sideline and say, you know what, guys, we want you to come out of this with, you know, with some good memories and having played in some big games and didn't get much bigger than second round playoffs in the postseason. Second down, 3 for Eudora. Here's a handoff right side and down to the 15-10, keeping his balance and going into the end zone. Yep, touchdown, Eudora.
Errol Simmons, a freshman, able to score that thing for Eudora, and you know, call that thing like a 28-yard touchdown run.
I'm going 28. Yeah, I think that's fair. Clock rolling along here, 6.5 to play, as it goes now to 48-0. And if you're Eudora, you're going to come out of this one. You know how, Gus, you've been there. Go to the film, you know, review the next day, and coach says, should have done this, should have done that. And these players are going to say, coach, you scored a touchdown in every possession. Now what? You know, what do you have to criticize about today?
You know how a lot of coaches handled that?
How's that?
You don't even show the film.
Right.
So you don't even get the chance to admire your film.
You're going to go for two here. Looking to get to 50. QB, well, hand off and straight ahead. It's in for two. They brought the youngsters in and they carry it in for a pair. Timeout, 5:39 and rolling. It is now Eudora 50, Phoenix nothing.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
All right, Eudora is going to kick it away, and again, it's going to be Javier Bracco. He comes up. He's got this interesting and unique style. A couple of up guys for Atchison go for the ball. They collide and take a knee, and it is going to be first and 10, Phoenix. We're rolling inside 4 minutes to go.
Well, I think we were just about on when we talked at halftime that Atchison had four possessions in the first half, and like I said, you just kind of double that out for the second half, but that's where they're at. This will be the start of possession number 8 for the Phoenix tonight.
And Atchison, do we have a little different look out there yet?
Nope. So the quarterback going to turn, hand off to Greenlee. He's going to find a little room around the left side, cut back inside at the 40, up across the 45, and finally going to be pulled down around the 47, 48-yard line. A nice little run on first down by Jesse Greenlee. They're going to give him, what, about 18 yards?
Yeah, and maybe the longest carry of the night for Jesse. That was a very good run, and that shows you his flexibility, not just a between-the-tackles guy, but also was able to get to the outside and turn it upfield. First and 10 at the 48. Inside 3. Here's another pitch, Jesse. He'll try the wide side this time. Runs over a defender. Just kind of stiff-armed him and knocked him to the ground, and they're going to move the chains again. Jesse got to the outside. This defender kind of got in front of him, and he just went right over him. Kind of like an armadillo.
Non-existent.
2.5 minutes to play. At the 41. QB's back, going deep, and off the fingertips of the receiver down at the 10-yard line.
We're going to get a pass interference on that thing.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
I see the marker down there. Did everybody just kind of freeze at the line of scrimmage right there?
Yeah,
I don't know quite what happened.
There was no rush on the play. Carter was able to sit back and then just chuck the ball deep. And pass interference against Eudora. So the ball is going to be spotted all the way down to the 26-yard line, and that's where Atchison we'll pick it up. It'll be first and 10 from the 26. The quarterback, Trey Carter, is going to be in the gun.
Well, pitch again, and again, here goes Greenlee. 25-20, Greenlee 15, cuts back to the 10, to the 5, touchdown Phoenix. How about that? With a minute 28 to play. What a nice run by Jesse Greenlee. And Atchison will race out there with the PAT group, and this could finish it right here. What will the Phoenix do? They will bring Aiden Battle out to kick the point after. And they're bringing in another guy. Here we are. We just one short. Running an 11th athlete out onto the field. The snap is nice. The kick is up, and it is perfect. We're going to hang on to it, Joseph. We will keep it here as it is now a 50-7 Eudora lead over AHS, and I cannot imagine they're going to get it. Are they going to stop? They're going to stop the clock for a kickoff. Okay. Apparently, the official required them to stop the clock, and I thought maybe they're going to let that thing roll off.
Eudora's out on the field. They're saying
they're wanting to know what's kicking. But the white hat has made that call to stop it, and that will force Atchison to, in fact, kick it away. I thought that was going to finish it here tonight. So this is an opportunity for me to remind you. I'm stealing it from you, Joseph. High school football tonight here on KAIRFM Horton Atchison. We may be the first game done in the state. We'll be one of the earlier ones.
We'll be one of the earlier ones.
So, that said,
the Eudora coaching staff has come out on the field. They're not sure what this kickoff is really going to mean to the game or the overall outcome.
Well, first of all, they had to fix the clock. They wanted it stopped at 33, so now we put time back up on the clock.
Yeah. An important 6 seconds. So, the officials just kind of cleaning it up. Coach Smith talking with his team, and I think at this point you just say, hey, go out there, be safe.
Don't get hurt.
And, you know, if you're Atchison, want to try an onside kick, you probably could.
Sure. You can do anything you want to do. Atchison is going to. Aiden's going to get it down on the tee.
No, he fell off.
Goodness sakes, there's no wind out there. That's the easiest to spot bright green kicking tee. I like that. A couple of the Benedictine women's basketball players have shoes that color.
Sure.
That kind of a neon lime green sort of a thing. There's the boot away. It is a short onside kick, and Eudora will cover it up at the 45-yard line. And that's going to do it. Your final score tonight here in Atchison, Kansas. Eudora 50, Atchison 7. We'll be back to summarize it right after this.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Back with you here in Atchison, Kansas, where tonight the Phoenix conclude the 2021 high school football season as they are bumped off in the state tournament by Eudora 50-7 this evening. Gus, Eudora came out, and if they play like this, there are not going to be many teams that can beat this Eudora team. They did it all tonight.
Yeah, Eudora came out early. They ran the ball straight downhill. They scored on their, every possession, right? They were really sharp in the first two. After that, they went on to score on all seven possessions of the night, come away with a big win here over Atchison. But the Phoenix, give a lot of credit to Coach Smith's team and how well they fought, and they fought all the way to the end and cap it off with a Jesse Greenlee touchdown run of 26 yards, that thing coming with a minute 10. And that was in a time where, you know, some teams could have just said, hey, we're out of it, let's not worry about it. But no, great heart by this Atchison Phoenix team today. And No, they're going to finish the season 8-2, champions of the Kansas City Action League. Lots of things to remember about this season.
No question about it. Coach Smith is out there with these guys right now. It's always tough, I'm sure, at the end of that last game, particularly if you're one of the senior group, but they should be very, very proud of how they have done. Tomorrow here on Care Radio, it is college football. Benedictine, hosted by Evangel, will be in Nixon, Missouri for that ball game and a pregame here on Care Radio at 12:30, a 1 o'clock kickoff from the Nixon High School Stadium, the home of the Eagles. I certainly want to thank you for having joined us again. Your final score tonight, it was Eudora 50, Atchison 7. Until we greet you tomorrow, a great job as always by our producer engineer Joseph at the studio. Joseph, thanks so much. For Gus Scott, Tom Scott, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to High School Football on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM, and online at mscsports.net. Stay up to date with the latest scores, game recaps, and rankings at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.